Morning, my name's Dawn, for those who don't know, and I'm going to bring the Bible reading this morning, which is taken from Genesis 12, verses 1 to 7. The Call of Abram. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was about 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abram travelled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Morah at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. Amen.
It's 2023, and that's a little scary to me because in my head it's still 1999 and I'm 16. That only lasts until I look in the mirror. I realise it's not quite the case. Anyway, being New Year's Day, I thought this morning it might be worth us spending a little time thinking about new things, about change and fresh starts, about transformation and letting go. I am going to speak, offering a few thoughts on the subject of new things and change, and then we are going to have a bit of time for reflection, and there are some activities for us to do which might help us reflect, and I'll explain those as we get to them. But before we do either of those two things, I just want to briefly plug our new teaching series, which starts in a couple of weeks. We'll be looking together at the I Am sayings of Jesus in the Gospel of John. It should be good, I hope, to study what Jesus said about himself together and to think through the implications for our relationship with him and indeed our relationships with one another. So that's the I Am sayings of Jesus, and we'll start that 2 weeks from today. But this morning, my thoughts for this morning started with Mary and Joseph, because, you know, it's just been Christmas. From the moment that the angel appeared to each of them, their lives were turned upside down. Each one had a divine encounter and their lives were changed forever. They were about to set out on a journey that would change their lives and would go on to change the whole world. And they seemed to do this whole thing with a level of trust and obedience that I'm not sure I could manage. God changes everything for them. Their lives are transformed. And maybe some of us can relate. Maybe we feel young, maybe even at the start of a new relationship or just getting ready to move someplace new, and we are ready for change. We are anticipating a time of change in the year to come. Maybe we are even welcoming change that is to come. But I guess for many of us, change is something that is not so welcome, that we feel settled and content, that we have had enough change and turmoil over the last few years. We are not looking for anything new, just a sort of kind of normal year would be nice. And I wonder If Abraham and Sarai felt the same, content with where they were. I love this passage that Dawn read to us in Genesis 12. I could preach on this one passage for weeks and weeks and weeks. It is the start of salvation history. Genesis 1 to 11 is like an extended introduction, there to get us to this story. The story of an elderly couple setting out on a journey. Abraham was 75 when God called him. At 75, his mission was to begin. At 75, he was told that he would be a father for the first time. Now, some of you might be around that similar sort of age. I wonder if any of you at the age of 75 think that starting a new nomadic life is top of your list of priorities. All I want to do at the age of 75 is start a life wandering from place to place and hopefully at some point having a small baby wandering with me from place to place. Abraham and Sarai encounter God and God changes everything for them. He asks them to do something new, to welcome change, and he transforms their lives. And his promise in that passage is that not only will their lives be changed, but through them, the whole world will be transformed. The whole world will be blessed through them. Our God is a God of new things and of transformation. There is a reason that being a Christian is called following Jesus. It's because our faith is a journey. And when you go on a journey, things do not stay the same. The scenery changes. The path under your feet changes. Those who walk alongside you change, and you are changed too. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, Paul urges the readers to his letter to the Romans, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And this isn't a one-time transformation. This is an ongoing process. Keep on being transformed. Keep on being shaped by God. Keep on becoming more like Jesus. Keep on saying yes to the next stage of your journey with Christ, looking forward to where he wants to take you. If you are the sort of person that does not like change and would rather everything just stayed as it was, I'm very sad to say this is not how the Christian faith works. Our God is a God of transformation. And 2023 is all there before us, minus 10 hours, 43 minutes of it that have already gone. The rest of the year is ahead. And this year, God wants you to be transformed. This year, God wants to work with you on transforming the world. And for some of us, that will mean leaving some of the old things behind. It will mean putting down things we may have done in the past. It will mean setting aside old ways of doing things, patterns of behavior that might have been with us for some time. For some of us, it means starting something new. For some of us, making a change in the way we act or react. It may be building new relationships or repairing old ones. I do not know what the year ahead holds for you or what Christ wants to do with you this year. But my hope this morning is that we will all have a little time to think about it. Because none of us are Christ-like yet. There is room for all of us to grow, and there is something new this year for every one of us. Our God is a God of new and wonderful things. And if that does seem a little scary to you, then you are not alone. Because even wonderful new things can be daunting. Because many of us have grown comfortable with the parts of our personalities that are maybe a little bit spiky. We become comfortable with the bits of ourselves that are a little less than perfect. Sometimes our sin, our wrongdoing, our imperfections, the unforgiveness that we have become like a comfort blanket. And we know that to change will be hard. It may be painful. It may bring conflict or consequences we cannot foresee. And so instead of seeking to be transformed into the likeness of Christ, we settle for a little less. This is understandable, but it should not be. There is hope. The story of Christmas that we have heard repeatedly over the last few weeks, that we have heard hundreds, if not thousands of times over the years. The story of Christmas is the story of Emmanuel, of God come to dwell among us, to be with us, to share with us, to journey with us. It is the story of God making a way for his presence to be with us always. Emmanuel is not just for Christmas Day. God with us is not a story that ended 2,000 years ago. It is true here and now, today, for you and for me. God is with us. Amen? So even as God is at work transforming us, even as he calls us to journey with him into the unknown, he also walks alongside us. He guides us through dark valleys and leads us to places of rest and restoration. He comforts and protects, he encourages and equips, and he binds us together into a family where we can comfort and protect and encourage and equip one another as well. Change may seem daunting, but God the Holy Spirit dwells within you. Christ, through whom all things were made, journeys with you. The Father, through for whom all things are possible, is at work on your behalf. And so we can say, along with the apostle, if this God is for us, who can stand against us? God has change, transformation, something new ahead of you, and I wonder what your response is going to be. Because there are all sorts of ways in which we could respond. We could turn away. We could choose our own new thing rather than God's, following our own desires, our own plans, rather than seeking his. We can try and be stagnant. We can do our best to remain exactly the same as we are, as if the changing world cannot touch us. We can deny the need to change and be tossed about on the waves of the world. Or we can seek the face of God, the kingdom of God, the will of God for transformation in our lives and in the world around us. We can choose to get on board with the new thing that God is doing in us and in the world. You have a choice to make today. It's the same choice that you have to make every day. And it makes me think of Peter as Jesus walks towards him on the water and Peter steps out in faith. Gets out of the boat. It doesn't go all that well, to be honest. Peter begins to sink. Things seem to be going wrong. But remember Emmanuel. Christ is with him, holding him up, enabling him to do something he could not have possibly done on his own. In the end, the way we look forward and welcome a new year, a new season, a new thing in life, it comes down to trust. Can we trust in God to guide our path, to know what's best for us, to keep us safe through change and dark valleys? Can we trust in him for our transformation in our own lives? Or would we rather trust ourselves or the world around us? The story of salvation history, from God calling Abraham to get up and go on a journey at 75 to a land he didn't know, to face danger and strife and uncertainty, all the way through to the life and death and resurrection of Jesus, this story of salvation history shows us time and again that God is worthy of our trust. That he keeps his promises, that he is merciful and gracious, that he forgives when we do not deserve it, and that he continues to work in and through his people. God is worthy of trust for your future through the unknown. You are Holy Spirit powered as you walk into the new year, as you journey with Christ. And something new is coming for you. I wonder what your response is going to be. What do you need to set aside or take up? What do you need to forgive or seek forgiveness for? Who should you be sharing the gospel with? Who are you journeying alongside? We're going to spend some time in reflection now, and there are a few activities for you to participate in if you would like to. At the end of each row, I left some worksheets which have all sorts of questions on, things to think about that might help you as you ponder your ongoing relationship with Jesus. If you'd like a pen, there are some at the back as well. There is an opportunity to recommit yourself to Jesus as we go into this new year too. At the front here, there are some post-it notes and pens, and the idea is you come and you write your name on a post-it note and just lay it with Christ in the manger as a sign of your commitment and your dedication to him. On the table on my left, there are some candles, and here you can light a candle for someone close to you who doesn't yet know God. And as you light a candle, you can pray that he would make himself known to them. On my right over here, we are making a new piece of art together, wrapping yarn around a heart as a sign that as we journey together, as we journey with Christ, we do so together as a church family, and that God is at work among us. If you are on the live stream watching online, you can, why not spend this time in quiet prayer and reflection? And if you don't want to do any of those things, that's fine. You can just sit where you like, sit where you are, and maybe spend some time in quiet prayer. We're going to spend 10 minutes or so. We'll leave the slide on the screen so that you can be reminded of what's here. But just 10 minutes or so in reflection, and some music will play in the background.